A proposed solution to well water contamination in North Pole could spur legal action against Flint Hills Refinery. A lawyer representing a North Pole resident suing Flint Hills for sulfalane contamination says the company's offer of water treatment systems is not an adequate fix. Attorney Jason Weiner also says accepting one could mean giving up a sizable legal claim.
I think it's very high as far as the damages to each one of these people. However, you know, we are still in the process of gathering information. But our lawsuit has been that there are damages in excess of $100,000.
Weiner says the number reflects health and property value impacts. Sulfalane contamination has affected about 150 North Pole properties, and some property owners have accepted deals with the company, including free hookups to city water. A judge recently turned down a request for a class action suit against Flint Hills. Weiner says the judge felt residents' potential claims would vary too much. Weiner also says the judge wanted to see additional plaintiffs come forward. So far, only his client has filed suit, but he expects more to do so now that Flint Hills has presented the treatment systems or installation of bulk water tanks as its final solutions. Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says a water treatment is the best fix.
The water treatment system we've developed in cooperation with Echo Water Systems is really components that already exist for softeners, and it's a combination of those components from filters right on through the hydrogen peroxide treatment to remove the sulfalane through the final filtering. It's a combination of those that then in our pilot testing has removed the sulfalane. And the advantage is the existing well can be used. You can use your water, and as opposed to a water holding tank, don't have to worry about running out of water. So we think it's the best option if the testing proves out.
Cook says testing will continue before the water treatment systems are offered to residents. He says Flint Hills will cover all installation and maintenance.
We will provide ongoing maintenance as long as there's sulfalane in the water. We'll actually provide the salt, service them 3 to 4 times a year on a regular basis, and have emergency service available if there's problems in between. So it'll be fully maintained and paid for by Flint Hills.
Cook could not comment on what legal releases residents might have to agree to. The refinery began providing bottled water to affected residents after sulfalane was discovered in local wells about a year ago. Sulfalane is a solvent used in the refining process. Historic spills that occurred prior to Flint Hills buying the facility from Williams are blamed for pollution that's migrated through groundwater. Flint Hills is installing 2 new wells to feed the City of North Pole Municipal Water System as a precautionary measure.